I invite the children forward for a children's message. Thank you, Carol. Good morning.
Morning.
We're having hot dogs and hamburgers, but I've got something even better than hot dogs and hamburgers. Yeah, pretty cool. So today's a little different. You heard kind of a different creed in church today. Today's Holy Trinity Sunday. You were really excited this morning to come to church for Holy Trinity Sunday, right? Yeah? Well, what that is it's kind of a mystery, isn't it? How three persons can be one God. Three persons are one God. And I'm going to use an example this morning. I'm going to do the best I can to explain it, but I got to tell you, it's the best I got. And it's not perfect. You know, sometimes when you got mysteries, how many of you like mysteries? You like mysteries? You kind of scratch your head and you like to think about it and who did it, that sort of thing. You don't know all the answers. Well, when there's a mystery, you don't have all the answers, but you give the best explanation that you can, okay? So I'm going to do that this morning with the Trinity, with God. Isn't it amazing that there's three persons, but there's one God? So I'm going to do the best I can. Don't turn me in for false doctrine and teaching if this isn't exactly right. So how many of you like apples? Yeah? Kaya likes apples. Claire just raises her hand just because sister's raising her hand. But yes, we like apples. So what are the different parts of an apple? Can you tell me the different parts? Kian? The seeds, all right. There's another name for the inside, the core. Very good. That's one part. Can anyone say another part of the apple, Caleb? The skin, perfect. That sometimes we call that the peel. And then there's another part to the apple. I hope you eat this part, Janie. The stem, yeah, that's kind of part of the core. But what part do you eat? The stem when you eat an apple? That'd be kind of strange. Caleb, the meat, the flesh. Very good. Every part of the apple is different and does different things, and each part is very important. So why do you think the outside part of the apple, the peel, the skin, why do you think that's important to an apple? Nicholas? Excellent. I want you to think about God the Father. God the Father protects us. It's not by accident that we live each day. God sends his angels to protect us, and he sends us protection as well. So that's kind of God, the peel of the apple. Now, what does the middle part do? You called it the meat or the flesh. What does that do? Why is that a good thing? Caleb? It fills you up. Very good. We want to think about Jesus in that way. Jesus fills us up. Jesus came in the flesh to be just like us in every single way. Excellent. And then the seed. Why do you think the seeds are important? Do you think those are important in an apple? What would you do with a seed? Janie? Yes. You can grow more apples with the seed. In some ways, the seeds may be the most important part because you can grow more seeds. The Holy Spirit inside of us grows us in our faith. So are there three apples here or just one? One. I hope you're saying one here this morning. There's just one. Are there three gods or is there just one? One, but there are three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So with your hamburger and hot dog today, I want you to have an apple as well. And when you eat it, think about those three parts. They're all very important. So I have an apple for each one of you. Come on up so that you can remember the role that God plays in our life, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then you can return to your seat. You betcha. Thank you. Good job this morning, guys. Thanks for listening. And three more. Samuel, here you go. Talk to your father. Wait till after the service, though, Samuel. There we go. Thanks, Claire.